You talked a little bit about the search mm-hmm. for the new superintendent.
Sure.
I mean, have you narrowed it down to one?
I won't say that we've narrowed it down to one. I would say that we've gotten to a finalist level. I would say that.
Well, we've been at a finalist level with three, haven't we?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say that, well, I guess we did call it that, didn't we? I would say that we have narrowed it further than that. But I can't say that we've gotten to a level where we're sure what's going to happen. There's still a number of things to be worked out. We kind of know the direction that we want to go, but we are not 100% certain of it.
Is the hang-up negotiations? I mean, now if you have a finalist, if you have one person, you have to work
it's
out a
contract
and all that.
It's not just negotiation. We would like it to be that, but there may be additional things that need to be taken care of outside of fiscal or monetary issues.
Such as what?
I can't discuss that.
Well, you could, but you're just not going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's a good question, though, but I'm not going to discuss that.
But despite all of that, you're hoping a week
yes.
to 10 days you can
yes.
make an announcement?
Yes. Yeah, I would hope that it would be no longer than that. Really, the board did a spectacular job of moving through the procedure with the alacrity it needed to. And we gave great due process to every part of the procedure. We received over 200 evaluations, took all of those very seriously, worked through as a board all of the issues that we had, what we were looking for in candidates. We felt like we had some very viable candidates at the end. And it was a matter of, at this point, of parsing what's best for Macomb rather than if we had somebody good enough. So that's kind of where we're at. And, we've gotten probably a little farther down the line than simply just evaluation, but we're not at a point yet where we can overtly say it's this person or that person.
Are you covertly saying it's that person?
I'm not covertly saying that. You know, part of this process that I've learned as we've gone through this is not only about being confidential, but it's also being sensitive because in Illinois, we're not just affecting our district, our board. We're affecting other districts and other boards. So it's not just about a candidate. It's also being sensitive to other districts. And I keep that in mind when we're going through these types of things, and we try to be as accurate and as sensitive as we can be.
Yeah, because there's going to be one district come the beginning of March that's not going to have a superintendent for next year.
That you can say with surety. Yeah, I really believe we will hire a superintendent within the next 7 to 10 days, and when that occurs, that's exactly what's going to happen, and we want to be sensitive to that board and that district as we would want them to be with us if it were reversed.
All right. Anything how will this be announced? Will you hold a public event?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. We're going to have a public event. We will invite the press, invite the public, invite our faculty and staff, invite our students to be able to introduce our new superintendent. That's absolutely the case.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome.